to get them started.
Get up.
And to urge them on after they're going. But how about to stop them?
Whoa.
And how about calls to pigs at feeding time?
Pigs.
All right, calls to sheep. Any special calls to sheep?
I never did have no sheep.
Or how about calls to chicken?
Chicken, chicken, chicken.
All right, if you're taking the horse out, if you're going to take the horse out and go out and drive the horse, you're going to just go out and do some work for the horse, you'd say, you have to do what to him? You have to put on the bridle and so forth. You say, you have to what the horse? What do you call that? Get the horse ready to take him out to work. When you put the gear on the horse.
Yeah, put the gear on him.
Do you call that harness or hitch him up? Or?
Yeah, harness.
And the things you hold on to when you're driving a horse.
Lines.
Okay. How about when you're riding on horseback? You still call them lines?
Rein.
All right. And the things that hang down from the saddle that you put your feet in.
Stirrups.
Okay. And do you remember a particular name for the horse on the left or the horse on the right in plowing?
The horse on the left, they call him in the lead, don't you?
Uh-huh.
Lead.
Uh-huh. You remember what they call the other one?
No, I don't.
Do you have a special name for a second cutting of clover or grass?
What?
A second cutting of clover or grass.
Second cutting of hay?
Yeah. How about when you tie up hay wheat in the field? You tie it up in what?
Bundles.
Okay. Were there any different terms for different sizes of bundles?
No, just showing how you gonna get it up, and how my hip you got and all like that, right?
What do you call trenches dug by a plow, cut by a plow?
Furrow.
All right. And to get the land ready to plant, you have to get rid of the trees and the brush. You'd say, we're going to do what to the land?
Got to burn it off.
Mm-hmm.
Clear it out.
Mm-hmm. And if you had a good year, you might say, we had a big what of wheat this year? We had a big, or corn. We had a big, or cotton.
Crop.
Mm-hmm. And how are oats harvested?
They used to cut them with a cradle and tie them in bundles. See. Just about, then they put them in shocks. From 10 to 12 in a shock. And
10 to 12 bundles?
A bundle just sort of, I mean, you're about smelling that way.
Uh-huh. Now, do you ever use the term threshed or thrashed?
Thrash. Yeah. Thrashing wheat, oats, corn.
What's a corn dodger? Corn dodger, do you use that term?
Corn dodger?
Yeah.
That's something you eat.
What does it look like?
So like a pone of bread. You've seen pone of corn bread, haven't you?
Yeah, that's like
That's sort of a corn dodger.
Like a loaf of bread.
Yeah.
Okay. What other things are like, other things made with flour, like
biscuit.
Okay. And what different kinds of bread are there?